720 WGN, John Hanson here. Your money matters. Okay, I remember that as we all came back to work from the pandemic, many of us working from home, many of us in the office, some of us split, it became pretty apparent that the downtown offices were not going to be filled immediately or really in the short or maybe even long term. And I remember hearing about some conversions from office buildings to apartments, and I filed that away in the, oh, it takes so long to do anything in Chicago. Someone wake me up when anything actually happens. Well, Rachel Herzog woke me up when I read in Cranes that one of these conversions is complete. It's so great to have you on WGN, Rachel. Thanks for hopping on with us today.
Thanks so much for having me, John.
Before we get to the specific project, let's broaden out a little bit. There are a lot of proposed or even some in-the-works buildings that are being converted, right?
Yeah, so Cranes is tracking 35 office buildings, mostly, you know, outmoded class B or C office space, not the top tier, you know, brand new glass office buildings. These are very old buildings that, you know, developers are, you know, have bought or are looking at buying for pennies on the dollar. And the value proposition certainly makes sense because we certainly have this demand for housing and apartments in downtown Chicago, or
right,
Chicago in general.
Well, right. I mean, I think downtown is a place that could use more people in it. You know, it's not like some downtowns which are completely vacant once the business day closes. And then you mix that with the fact that, boy, we have all this excess office space. And I know a lot of these buildings are seen as attractive for apartment conversions because they got big windows. They kind of already fit the style of what an apartment could be, right? Am I misremembering that?
Yeah, you're right. So developers have to be kind of picky about which office buildings work for conversions and which don't. You know, you need a light source, you need windows. So that's kind of part of it. I do think something that's interesting, you know, you mentioned these take a long time to get going. The LaSalle Street Reimagined Initiative, as it was previously known, actually started under former Mayor Lori Lightfoot's administration back in 2022. It's been picked up under a different name by Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration. So it has been in the works for a while. And then, you know, the city's backing with tax increment financing some buildings that are clustered around LaSalle Street, you know, in the true financial district. But a lot of the ones that are privately funded have kind of sprung up in, you know, kind of more areas where there's already more residences naturally, you know, like River North, where there's a lot of like vintage office buildings that are a little smaller in Streeterville as well.
Well, I'm excited about it. I think it's an interesting change. So tell us about Bellwether Residences. I love that name, too, as the first building. It's a real bellwether for how this is going so far, Rachel.
Yeah, certainly. And the name actually comes from one of the former tenants back in the 1900s was the financial institution Bell Savings and Loan Association, which added this metal bell that hangs over the corner of Monroe and Clark Street that changes color to predict temperature changes. So it was green when I went by the other day because it was raining, which I knew because I was outside. But the, you know, vintage bell is, you know, a really cool touch. So
yeah,
the name definitely harkens to that.
So this building opened up. Are we, what percentage full are we? Tell us a little bit about the details of how this one is doing.
Yeah, so the first residents moved in last week. It's about 25% leased as far as the market rate apartments. And then there's 41 affordable units. And I think there's, you know, a lot on the wait list for that. That's a slightly different process. So moving along.
Is 25% good or does it seem a little low, or is it sometimes you have to open these buildings to really get interest for people to lease?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'd like to look more into kind of how, you know, these buildings are filling up compared to, you know, other new developments downtown, right? Because it is kind of this interesting proposition to, you know, potential renters to live in a, you know, building that has some interesting history, but, you know, it's an office building. It's in the heart of the financial district. There might be questions about where do I, you know, go get groceries or walk my dog if it's not, you know, this traditionally residential area for the most part.
I imagine that it's like if you build it, they will come. So you get some residents. Maybe that encourages someone to open up a restaurant that's open a little later after the normal Monday to Friday rush, which, of course, has changed considerably already, Rachel. And then Google's going to move in. Maybe that encourages some of their workers to rent places nearby. Is that the story that they're selling? Is that, yeah, this isn't going to happen overnight, not only the conversions, but just converting this into a full-blown residential area? It's going to take some time.
Yeah, I think it is kind of this chicken and the egg thing where, you know, once you see more residents downtown, that'll support the retail, right? Where a lot of these restaurants downtown have really struggled because they don't have 5 days a week of office worker traffic anymore. And maybe once there's some residents around the clock, that'll support the retail, you know, help with their margins, get more retailers to come in. So it could be kind of this thing that builds on itself. And yeah, as you know, there's some other investment in downtown Chicago. This building is right across the street from the new Chase Bank headquarters that's being built.
Do we know how soon, and you don't have to tell me all 35 of these things, but are we about to enter a wave of these opening up? Are they staggered? Is it sometimes hard to tell? And we don't really know till, you know, you get a source on the inside to let you know there's going to be a grand opening soon. Do we have any idea, like, of the next couple of months if we're going to start seeing more?
Yeah, we've seen a few open so far this year. We've seen 65 East Wacker Place, I think, is in pre-leasing or welcoming its first residents, if it hasn't already, soon. We've got, I think, the former Salesforce building, 111 West Illinois Street, also recently opened this year. So kind of gradual. And then there's, you know, when I mentioned 35, it's, you know, some of these buildings are just proposed. They haven't gone through the process of getting financing yet. So this is something that's going to, you know, unfold over the next few years.
Is this a story that you're, like, particularly interested in? I something about, like, creating a new residential area. Not that nobody lives down here, but, you know, more and more people could be in the changing downtown. I mean, this really could kind of change the fabric of what, particularly this area, is what it is, what it feels like.
Definitely. Yeah, I think COVID raised this big question of, like, oh, we can work from home now, and not some companies, you know, are 5 days a week in the office, but a lot aren't. And it raises this big question of what do we do with these buildings which have, you know, like the Bellwether Residences, this interesting history. They're landmarks and, you know, can't be torn down for that reason. So it's this question of what do we do with them? And then I think it's interesting how a lot of the developers and architects kind of incorporate some of the, you know, historical elements into, you know, the way they market the building or the design of it.
You know, I never considered when I lived in the city, I'm in the burbs now, living downtown. It's always something that kind of fascinated me, but I look at a couple places, they were really high priced. You know, something like this, though, where you're connected via the Loop L, literally, to every line. You're near the metro if you need it, and the lake and the river. I mean, there is a pitch there, right, Rachel? I mean, if you work in the Loop, like, you're right there. I think it's a pitch that maybe has been undersold for a bit, that with these new places could become something.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, a big factor that drives demand for downtown apartments in general is the employment market, right? So, you know, Big Ten college grads, people who move to Chicago for new jobs. And yeah, I think as, you know, more employers start to call employees back into the office more days a week, as that foot traffic kind of ticks up, it'll become kind of a more appealing option.
Okay. Rachel Herzog, welcome. You're now part of the WGN Your Money Matters family. I hope you come on again soon. Okay.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Let's take a break. We got news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN.